tell new gophers. We are going to introducing Go, and we have some very nice performance things to do. I invited Alex over. Alex is actually also managing a dev room today at Potsdam, and he just left his completely busy room to come talk about how to use Pigo in Go. So an extra hard applause for him.
Thank you. So I guess we can start. Before the talk, I wanted to ask, how many of you actually know what profile guided optimization is? Great, wonderful. I like to skip first slides. So a few words about me. I used to be a C++ engineer. Right now, I'm a Rust engineer. Keep in mind, I'm not a Go engineer at all. I wrote several lines of Go, and I'm happy with that. But I think my point of view will be interesting because PGO in Go is kind of special compared to, let's say, more mature PGO from C, C++, and Rust world. It's kind of special. Regarding my interest, I'm interested in compiler stuff. I was hacking LLVM. I prefer more LLVM stuff compared to GCC. I'm an awesome PGO offer. This is a resource where I'm trying to collect as much as possible information about PGO mostly for C, C++, and Rust world, but I've covered the Go ecosystem too. And I'm a software performance dev room organizer this year. So let's start. A bit theory about PGO, but we can skip it. Great. So we have ahead of time compilation model. It's pretty simple. Source code is binary output. It's executed on target machine. That's a regular one. So unfortunately, we have a just-in-time compilation model too. So it's a Java V8 stuff. So there we have